all the way across the bed from your head. Not, you know, separate pillows, but this would be a...
A solid piece?
Solid, all the way across.
Well, I never did see any one of them in my time.
And if you, somebody came to visit, a little boy, and you didn't have enough, you know, didn't have any place to put him, you might make a bed for him on the floor, but...
That's where we'd hit it.
What did you call that bed?
I'll call it a flow bed, that's what I've always called it, a flow bed.
Anybody call it a pallet?
Well, no.
Or is that something?
No, sir, that's different from a flow bed, a pallet. What we call a pallet is we make that out of a quilt, just lay down on the floor. That's what we call a pallet.
And did you, in those days, ever use the word dairy for anything? Did you have well, I should ask you, how did you keep things cold in the summer?
Well, water? I've told them many a gallon of water to the, milk to the spring, put it in the spring. And in the summertime, we drank the water from the spring, didn't have nothing to cool it with at my time.
Did you ever call that spring, did you have a building there that...
No, it was just straight spring, just dig out a hole in the spring, put a box in it, and that's our spring. That's what we used to get water out of.
Somebody told me that a place like that might be called a dairy. Did you ever hear that?
No, sir. Always been called a spring.
And how did your mother keep the house clean? What would she use to make brooms?
Made sage grass brooms. Mm-hmm. That time.
And anything like a mop or mostly?
Well, sometimes she'd make a mop on a hoe. Take old rag and make her a mop on a hoe.
And would you explain how they did the washing and ironing?
Well, my mother always went to the spring, had a big old wash pot, and we'd set it on the three legs on cups, 10 cups that we bought food, you know, in, cut them out, set it on here. Take wood, put under it and fire it up. Then she get over the rub board, that time, and tubs. And she get over and rub that garment on that old rub board.
You mentioned the other night making soap. That's where she...
That's where we made her soap, and...
Is it lye soap?
That's what you call it, lye soap.
Isn't that pretty hard on the skin?
Well,
stuff.
It didn't seem to be. It didn't never. But lots of times, I never seen nobody break out with nothing on their hands. Mm-hmm. But you see it today. Some soap you can, a person can't wash a hand in.
You'd have the clothes in the pot. In other words, the pot was just something to heat the water in, and you'd...
Put that clothes in that pot and boil it. Oh, boil them clothes.
I see. And you rub them first, then boil them?
No, sir, boil them, then rub them.
Then rub.
And then take them from that and put them in another tub and rinse them.
I see.
Then take always called it telephone wire. Stretch it out on trees, tie them up, put them across here. It ain't like it used. It ain't like it used to be old times.
That sounds like an awful lot of work. How about ironing?
Well, my mother always, when she went to iron, we'd put a fire in the fireplace, and she'd set that old smoothing iron up there next to that fire that gets hot, and she'd iron with it till it kind of cooled off, and then she'd set it back and get the other one.